For this Wednesday, March 25th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, the Indiana Department of Transportation is having a ribbon-cutting event at the Black River Welcome Center. The public is invited to this ribbon-cutting. It will take place along I-64 at mile marker 7. Westbound traffic should use exit Fort Griffin to access eastbound I-64 traffic to the Black River Welcome Center. The Mesker Park Zoo and Botanic Garden is bringing back one of its most popular seasonal events this year. Zoo officials have announced that wild summer lights will return beginning July 30th and run through October 4th. The after-hours experience will transform the zoo into a glowing nighttime attraction featuring more than a mile of colorful Chinese lantern displays. Organizers say the event will also include large, intricate lantern scenes designed to blend art, culture, and nature into an immersive experience. In addition to the light displays, visitors can enjoy nightly live performances from local musicians, along with a rotating lineup of food trucks. Wild summer lights will be open during extended evening hours, Thursday through Sunday each week. Tickets for the event go on sale July 1st. Holiday World and Splash and Safari is celebrating after receiving some national recognition in a well-known publication. The theme park says they now have 9 nominations in 6 categories in the USA Today 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards. Those categories include Best Outdoor Water Park, which is a Splash and Safari, Best Water Coaster. Those up for the nomination are the Cheetah Chase, Mammoth, and Wildebeest. Best Theme Park, that is Holiday World as a whole. Best Roller Coaster, The Voyage is up for that award. Receiving nominations for the Best Wave Pool are The Wave and Bahari. And also up for the Best Lazy River is the Bahari River. Holiday World is asking its fans to vote now for their favorite attractions. Voting goes until April 20th. They say you can vote more than once a day across all your different devices. To cast your vote, visit holidayworld.com. The Vandenberg County Engineering Department is alerting drivers to a long-term road closure beginning next month. Officials say Broadway Avenue will be closed to all traffic between Posey County Line Road and Old Mount Vernon Road starting Monday, April 6th at 7 a.m. The closure is expected to remain in place through Friday, August 7th, weather permitting. The shutdown is necessary to allow crews to replace an aging bridge along Broadway Avenue. Authorities say the current structure dates back to the 1930s. During the closure, drivers will be directed to use a signed detour route along South Posey County Line Road and Old Mount Vernon Road. The project is being partially funded through NDOT's Community Crossings Matching Grant Program, which covers 50% of construction cost. Officials are urging motorists to plan ahead and allow extra travel time. Last night in local college sports, USI Baseball won at home versus Ball State 13-3. The Screaming Eagles improved to 16-9. And from the NBA this evening, the Indiana Pacers are back at home at Gainbridge Fieldhouse to take on the Los Angeles Lakers at 6 o'clock. Indiana just ended a 16-game losing streak on Monday with their victory at the Orlando Magic. The Pacers have 10 games remaining in their season and are 16-56 overall. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, March 25th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Redman reporting for Posey County Radio News.